Migrants departing Lesbos Island for the mainland praise the volunteers who have looked after them. They respond in turn on the dockside below. A small army of activists, aid workers, doctors and ordinary citizens have filled the glaring holes in the Greek state's ability to cope with the crisis. There are volunteers from across the world, but many Greeks have also responded.
The country least prepared, the population least prepared to shoulder this crisis has shown an enormous preparedness to shoulder it, actually. But in reality, it's not paradoxical, because people understand hardship.
Just 9 months ago, Greece was on the brink of bankruptcy. Long lines formed at cash machines ahead of a feared exit from the euro currency. Defying protests and the result of a referendum, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras eventually accepted the terms of a new EU bailout in return for further austerity. Critics say that has left him powerless in negotiations with Brussels over the migrant crisis.
The minute that happened, Tsipras lost all leverage and all his bargaining chips. So at the moment, all he's trying to do is plea for some help in the hope that this would ring a bell with the European Union institutions.
But not so far. The EU is refusing to hand over the latest tranche of bailout money or discuss debt relief until it sees further tax and pension reforms. The latest talks between Greece and its creditors broke down Sunday without agreement and will resume next week. There are signs of sympathy for Athens.
We also need some understanding for Greece's situation, which is simultaneously dealing with pensions, the level of taxes, and the necessary means to accommodate refugees. That's complicated.
The EU has earmarked $782 million to cope with the migrant influx, much of it destined for Greece. The country is preparing to host thousands of EU immigration personnel to help implement the new migrant deal with Ankara, which calls for sending all new arrivals back to Turkey. But major aid organizations, including the UN's refugee agency, have withdrawn staff from island facilities, saying they refuse to be complicit in what they called a mass expulsion operation. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Lesbos, Greece.